Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Ato, it's our time to be landowners. No more excuses.
Yes, but what about land issues and fight and...
This one is litigation-free. Plus, you get a free architectural plan and bill of quantities to build.
Really? Where?
Devtrako Woodlands. It's a serene master plan gated city in Dawenya.
Yes, but will it be convenient for my family?
It's got everything. Fitness centers, swimming pools, parks, clubhouses, play areas, and it's just 15 minutes drive from the beach.
Yes, but...
Yato, what excuse again?
Oh, no more excuses. I just want to know how to get one.
Now we are talking.
Buy a litigation-free land today at Devtrako Woodlands. Visit our website at woodlands.devtrakogroup.com or call us on 0208-732-302.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This third review under IMF program subject to board approval and release of $360 million before the end of the year. Also in this bulletin, Finance Minister announces Ghana's return to the capital market after successful restructuring of a $13 billion Eurobond. Plus, economist Professor Patrick Isuming advised government to immediately halt any idea of going back to the international capital market to resume borrowing. We have these and more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka, and look now at our stories. Ghana has passed the third review under the IMF program. This was after the IMF staff concluded its two-week country assessment over Ghana's performance for this year. George Yaffe has the rest of the story.
According to the IMF, the program has been generally successful, remarkable progress when it comes to debt restructuring. Economic growth in the first half of 2024 has exceeded expectation. Inflation continued to decline, and the fiscal and external positions have shown remarkable improvement. It continued to say that there has been improvement when it comes to the policy reform agenda, especially given the upcoming elections, and remains essential to fully restore macroeconomic stability and debt sustainability.
George Afi with that report. Now, Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam has announced Ghana's return to the international capital market following the successful restructuring of $13 billion in Eurobonds. According to him, the exercise achieved over 98% participation from bondholders. He made these remarks during a press briefing here in Accra.
We are back there with this conclusion on the restructuring of the Eurobonds. Our Eurobonds are going to start trading the very day we settle, whether we will go out borrowing from the capital market. And that is a decision we are yet to make. So in due course, we will announce to the world when we're going to take additional debts. But as far as going back to the capital market, we are back.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam there. Meanwhile, economist Professor Patrick Isuming has advised government to immediately halt any move of going back to the capital market to borrow in the medium term.
I think the economy has problems that we have to solve. Going back to the international market or having access to the capital market to resume the borrowing bench should be the last thing that we should even be contemplating. It shouldn't be. Let's address the problems that the economy has. And when the economy is strong, the rating agencies themselves, they will know how strong the economy is and our ratings will improve. And then we will decide whether it even makes sense for us to resume that hard currency borrowing in the first place. Right now, we have a problem. We have an economy to fix. Let's focus on that. We shouldn't even dream about returning to the capital market.
Professor Patrick Esuming is an economist. Now, as part of efforts to achieve a cashless economy and drive financial inclusion, Mobile Money Ghana Limited has launched the Cashless Market. The maiden edition will present patrons with a one-stop shop located near the Accra Mall for a variety of items of their choice. Addressing the media, Sylvia Otu Ichampon, Chief Product and Services Manager for Mobile Money Limited, explained that the company will continue to develop innovative solutions to serve the needs of the unbanked population.
When we say financial inclusion, somebody will say, but I'm not coming to Accra Mall. How do you include me? There are other ways that we can include customers. For instance, people can access loans. People can access insurance. You can actually do investment. People are buying T-bills on Momo. So these are all the avenues for which we are including those that are unbanked into the whole digital ecosystem to trade.
Sylvia Otu Ichampon is the Chief Product and Services Manager for Mobile Money Limited. In some other stories, in a bid to develop Ghana's livestock sector to boost its contribution to the economy, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture has announced it will invest in modern methods of livestock farming to increase production. Now, speaking at the launch of the 2024 National Livestock Day, Deputy Minister in charge of livestock, Alhaji Hadi Tefiru, noted that proper research and tailored support will increase the sector's contribution to Ghana's gross domestic product.
Diligent steps will be made to invest into one, research for high-yielding, climatic-resilient livestock breeds adapted to Ghana's ecological conditions. The development of ecological zonal breeding centers equipped with modern facilities to support artificial insemination and other breeding technologies to enhance genetic diversity and productivity in the livestock sector.
Deputy Minister for Food and Agriculture, Alhaji Hadi Tefiru, speaking there. Now, the Director of Business Support and Policy at the National Entrepreneurship and Innovation Programme, Franklin Owusu-Kakari, is calling for deliberate collaboration between African countries to remove trade barriers to enhance the entrepreneurial ecosystem in the sub-region. According to him, this will improve the capacity of entrepreneurs and help grow businesses. He was speaking at the Africa Startup Ecosystem Builders Summit.
Within the African space, there have been a lot of discussions from the AU level, from ECOWAS level, on how we can bridge the gap to be able to harness our potentials as Africans. We've talked of a common market and all that. I can tell you for the past 20 years, we've been talking about one common currency. It has not materialized. African countries must be deliberate. If we're able to have these things, you know, I don't need to carry cedi to Nigeria, to South Africa, or carry dollars to South Africa. If we can have a common currency, it drives trade, it drives commerce.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. There is a looming threat to Ghana's food and nutrition security attributable to the country's fast depleting soil health. Contemporary farming practices, including tillage and the impacts of climate change, continue to threaten biodiversity in soils. In our journal today, Manuel Bright Kweku interacts with experts who are advocating the uptake of primitive agricultural practices that can boost agricultural production and restore the health of Ghana's soil.
Several research conducted by soil experts on the quality of Ghana's soil reveal nearly 40% of the country's soil is degrading, owing to the higher demand of farm produce against the growing human population. Application of inorganic fertilizer became the common practice for a bumper and quicker harvest. But experts say revolutionizing the sector through synthetic farming techniques has rather contributed to depleting soil fertility. Many farmers across the country are recording lower yields.
When you grow your crops, you get a much rain.
Judith Daiti is a maize, pepper and okra farmer in the Volta region.
For the pepper, the number 5 sack, you get like 6 or 8. But now, even if I plow 1.5 acre, I don't get up to 5. After selling all your crops, you see that the money you put inside the farming business and the money you got as the outcome is, there's a big difference. No, I'm gonna run my
race. I'm gonna keep my place. The consequential impact on profits made locally is pushing farmers to export their produce.
We don't sell here again because of the money, so we export it to Turkey.
Reports suggest 2023 is on track to become the hottest year since global records began 2 centuries ago. Already, the impact of the changing temperature is negatively affecting the horticultural sector. Professor Harrison Dapa is a crop scientist.
Climate change is affecting most of our horticultural crops. The mango sector, we've seen that there has been increase in the mango weevil and other pest disease on the mangoes, which has affected the export potential of the mangoes and others.
With dwindling farming production capacity threatening Ghana's food security, nutrition security is additionally becoming a major concern. Francis Appiah is head of the horticulture department at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology.
When you are dealing with nutrition security, it goes a little beyond food security. Food security is looking at the quantities you are taking, but nutrition security is looking broadly at intake of food for well-being. So you are not only filling your stomach, you are ensuring that your health is intact. And if we are not food secured, we are unlikely to be nutrition secured.
Experts in the horticulture sector are advocating the uptake of regenerative agriculture to mitigate climate change and restore healthy soils.
Now we should reduce the way that we, the number of times that we plow. We don't need to till. We need to reduce the application of biochemical input so that we can maintain the fertility and also break the pesticide cycle.
For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bright Kwekwe.
And that's how we conclude the Joy Business Report for today. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, plea emergencies, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one we want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African bank. Good for serving you. I am Pius Kujubaka. Game plan is next. Enjoy.